Well, hello, it's Reverend Steve here. This is the first of our Holy Week reflections. I hope this finds you well and that you're safe and with your families and in touch with everyone. It's a very strange Holy Week, isn't it, as we do it apart. But I hope this will help us to feel more part of our family. The reading this evening is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived in Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, a keeper of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. I'd like you to encourage you to listen to my talk and then maybe sit in silence for a while. I've added a few questions at the end that might help you if you're there with someone to have a discussion. But take your time and do enjoy it. I love the Gospel of John. It's the one I first read when I became a Christian. I like the fact that he was older and he was looking back on his life. It's a very poetic kind of gospel, mystical almost. And I love the style of it. I've always loved words, and I love the way it's written. It must have been quite some meeting, this, mustn't it? Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I wonder what the conversation was like, you know. Jesus says, how are you feeling, Lazarus? Oh, I'm alive. Well, you know, what else would you say? It's very relaxed. They're reclining. They're about to eat. They're enjoying each other's company. Mary of Bethany, not Mary Magdalene, has been sometimes said, but Mary of Bethany and Martha and Lazarus are very close friends of Jesus. They've got this very expensive perfume, which says that maybe they were wealthier than regular folk. Maybe these were Jesus's friends who had a little bit of money. But it shows you, you know, that Jesus doesn't discriminate against those who have money. He just loves to relax and be in company with people. What is for sure is the act of pouring this perfume on Jesus' feet and then wiping it with her hair, which is what Mary does, is an extraordinarily intimate, astounding, almost scandalous act at the time. But she just can't help herself. You know, it's a year's worth of wages has gone, but she just can't do anything different. It certainly wasn't a polite thing to do in polite society. Now you get Judas, don't you, whose concern is, oh, you could have sold that money and given it to the poor. What he really means is you could have given it to me, because he was all about stealing things. Jesus, of course, sticks up for Mary. Leave her alone, he says. And he reminds them that he won't always be with them there in person. I like the little note at the end that people are gathering outside to see Lazarus. Lazarus himself has become a bit of a minor celebrity. People want a bit of him. They want to see this man who was raised from the dead. And of course it drives the chief priests into rage. They decide to kill him. What would we say? What would I say about this reading? I mean, there's so much you could say, but just three small points maybe to reflect upon. People often wonder, I often wondered before I was a Christian, what is God like? And I had a faulty view of God, you know. I had a view of the avenging, the angry, the distant God. God stuck up in heaven, tutting about us down here. Of course, I hadn't really read the Bible, I hadn't met other Christians, but that was the idea that I had. But if you accept that when we see Jesus, we understand the nature of God, isn't this the most wonderful picture of God? Jesus is relaxed. Jesus is informal. Jesus is enjoying his friendships and being with people, just completely like the rest of us. And I think if ever we begin to fear God in the wrong way, really see him as a judgmental God, then think about him here with his friends. Indeed, it's a snapshot of hospitality, and we're all missing that at the moment, aren't we? But Jesus really did throw himself into that kind of thing. Secondly, Mary, her spontaneous act. It's also a very symbolic act. You know, it's a symbolic act to have perfume and to have the scent. And it strikes me that in this time when we're alone, symbols are important. So lighting a candle, spending time to reflect, maybe just enjoying looking at pictures of different saints and others, just helps us to kind of get a sense that our faith is also full of symbols of holiness. And finally, Jesus, there's so much one could say about this, but the thing I most notice each time is the way he sticks up for, he defends Mary, he defends in the way that he can a woman. Now at the time that was entirely unheard of, and I think he learned it from his father Joseph, who refused to condemn Mary, who did that to make sure that she wouldn't be harmed. And I suppose today I'm here in a house full of women with my lovely wife and my daughter, and I'm just so grateful for the women who've been in my life, and I hope that if ever I'm called upon, I'll be able to stand up and defend them if they need it as well. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this reading. Would you bless us this Holy Week? Would you keep us safe? Father, thank you for those who have defended us when we have felt weak and when we've been vulnerable. And thank you for those who are defending us right now in hospitals and elsewhere in all the professions and people who are keeping going and keeping our wonderful country going. We're thankful to them. Amen. So, friends, if you'd like to maybe listen again or read the Bible again, please do. I mean, I'm sure you're capable of coming up with your own questions, but the things that I have is, you know, what do you make of this extraordinary passage? And what does it tell us about the nature of Jesus? Go well, dear friends. Be kind and stay safe. Amen.